Okay. Shir is in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which will explain to you what aspect of it. Obviously, we're not going to cover the entire mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We'd have to spend a whole year on it. But we're going to focus on certain aspects of this mitzvah, certain difficulties in understanding this mitzvah. And the shir is given Le'ilui Nishmas, my father, Shmuel Abba Reb Meir, whose yahrzeit is today. I want to begin with a number of questions. Okay, you have here the source. The first source is the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara here is talking about that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we actually mevatel the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. And the Gemara here discusses what is more important and what is more we would be mevatel, what is more significant or worse, a worse thing to mevatel, is it the avoda, service in the mikdash, karbanos, or Talmud Torah? So the Gemara says, "Vavoda chamur mitamud Torah." Is avoda really more chamur than Talmud Torah? That was the Gemara's assumption. But the pasuk Yoshua says, "Vayibi yos Yoshua beyiricho vayisayna vayarinei isha meidon ekdova yishtachu la'apav." Here there is a malach that appears to Yoshua. This is when he's fighting in Yericho. At night he appears to Yericho to Yoshua, and Yoshua greets him. Vehechi Avid Hachi, the Gemara says, like on sort of on the side, the Rechaga Bahamaro Yeshua and Levi also loved Litaim Shalom Lechavir Obalayla. Chayshin Shema Shedu. We're worried that maybe he's a shade. You're not letting us greet somebody you don't know at night. Maybe he's a shade. Maybe he's not really who you think he is. So Shani Hassan Darmalei Ki Anish Sar Tzva Hashem. The Malach introduced himself that I am, a minister in the army of God. He says Shem Hashem. Bedilam Meshakre, maybe he was lying. Kamiri Dilom Mafigi Shem Shamayim Vatala. No, even Shadim don't say God's name in vain. So he must be telling the truth, and it was really a Saratz Vashem. Amarlo Emesh Betaltem Tamitcha Ben Abayim Vachsha Betaltem Talmud Torah. So yesterday you stopped bringing the Karban Tamit, and now you're being Mevatel from Talmud Torah. And then he was standing there with his cherev shlufa biado. He had his sorn sort of pointed at Yoshua. Amalo Ezim Hanbata. So Yoshua asked him, for which did you come? Which Avera, which Batala did you come? The Batala of with Mevatel the Tamid, or because Mevatel Talmud Torah? Amalo Atta Basimiyat. I came now because of what you just did now. And so the pasuk continues, Vayilan Yoshua Balailahu Betocha Amen. And that Yoshua then delved into the deep halacha, into the umka shel halacha. He was metaking that which the malach had come for, which is he came now for Vitel Torah. So this Gemara always bothered me. Because here was Yoshua, they were fighting a battle. Fighting a war, and you're fighting a war even at night when you're not fighting the war. It's no time to be learning Torah. You should be resting. You should be, you're weary from battle. You rest. This, you're certainly they're involved in a mechemes mitzvah. They're involved in a battle to conquer Eretz Yisrael. This is based on the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now at night, so they weren't learning Torah, they mevatel mitalmud Torah. What were they doing wrong here? This is something that they were deserving of death, that the Malach was ready to kill Yoshua for? How do we understand this? Also consider the Tosfos here, won't look at it inside, but the Tosfos here said that there was the actual part of the interaction between Yoshua and the Malach. Was that Yoshua said, "Bishvil Talmud Torah bata? Did you come for the Talmud Torah? Or did you come for the because mevatel the avodah, mevatel the karban? Did you come for the Talmud Torah? Dichsiv Torah tivolanu Moshe." So it's the last line in the first Tosfos, or the second to last line in the first Tosfos. Did you come because of Torah tivolanu Moshe? for the mitzvah Talmud Torah. And the Malach says, I came for Talmud Torah. But he says, this is in the second Tosfos, Perush Rivan al Talmud Torah Basi, I came for Talmud Torah, Dechsiv Bei, Ve'ata Kisu Lachem is Ashira Azos. And now you should write for yourself this song. Right? This is the source for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay? This is the source of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. What exactly is interaction here between the Yehoshua and the Malach? Yeshua says that you come because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah from the pasuk Torah Tzivul and Moshe. And the Malach says, yes, I came for Talmud Torah because of the pasuk Ve'ata Kisru Lachem Es Ashir Azos. What is this interaction? What's the source for Talmud Torah? And what is the source that he's bringing? The Malach is bringing the source which is about Ksiva Sefer Torah, about writing Sefer Torah. What does that have to do with anything, writing Sefer Torah? It's that they weren't learning Torah. What does the mitzvah of writing Sefer Torah have to do with this? So exactly what is this? What is, again, the question is like, it's two questions, but why were they held accountable for not learning Torah in the middle of a battle? Okay, they weren't actually fighting at that moment. They were resting. But that's certainly under the rubric of Shluchei Mitzvah, Pter Min HaMitzvah. They were involved in mitzvah. You need to rest. Certainly, if there was any was ever an example of a case where you, when you're resting, you shouldn't be doing mitzvahs, it's when you're in the middle of a battle, middle of a war. Ask anyone who's fought in a war what it's like when you are, right, just in between battles. And second of all, what exactly is the interchange with the Pesukim? Torah Tzivul Moshe about Ta'kisu Lachem Seshir Azos. Why is he bringing the pasuk about the mitzvah of Ksira Sefer Torah in this context? Question number one. Question number two is the Mishnah in Sukkah. This is a Mishnah that maybe some of you recall that first day when you arrived at Torah Shaga, you may have been tested on this Mishnah in Gemara. Shluchei mitzvah p'tur min ha-sukkah, chol misham shem p'tur min ha-sukkah, och mishos n'arai chutz ha-sukkah. So shluchei mitzvah are p'tur from Sukkah. Rashi says here, Shulchei mitzvah, holchei b'derach mitzvah, kegon lulmo Torah, u'lahakil p'nei rabu, u'lifto shvui. Okay, so this Gemara is a source for the idea that if you are osik in a mitzvah, you're pater from another mitzvah. Right, we're all familiar with this concept. And the Gemara here actually has two limudim. What exactly the source for it is? Is it from the pasuk of b'shivtecha b'esecha, prat ba'osik b'mitzvah, that's the first line of the Gemara here. Or it's learned out from actually the pasuk in Bamidbar, by you anashim ashayu tmeim lenevesh adam, otim anashim mihayu, no se arono shal Yosef hayu. Okay, Moshe takes out the arum, just read yesterday. He carried the atzmos of Yosef out of Mitzrayim, and then Moshe passed it on to those who entered into Eretz Yisrael, eventually to be buried in Shechem. So the people who carried, who took that mitzvah from Moshe, and they were carrying the arum shal Yosef, they were potter from the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. They were metamin themselves, they were pasuk, osi mitzvah potter min mitzvah. So, we have a klal, the kola Torah kula, that of osek mitzvah potter min mitzvah. Like we learn from this pasuk here. Or at least either from the pasuk of B'shitav Veisecha or from the pasuk about talking about Karban, the Pesach Sheni. So this concept of Osef Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah, why doesn't this concept work specifically to Talmud Torah? The Gemara here in Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph on Aleph, the Tanya Chaverim Shayoskim B'Torah Mavsikin LeKriya Shema Ve'Ei Mavsikin LeTfila Am Rav Yochanan Lo Shonu Ela Kegon Rav Shimon Yechai V'Chaverav SheTorah Asanu Menasan Aval Kegon Anu Mavsikin LeKriya Shema LeTfila. So the halacha is that we have to stop our learning. If you're learning and it comes time for Kriya Shema, comes time for Daven, you're supposed to stop what you're doing and you say Kriya Shema, and you say Tefillah. So it could be that for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it was different. Maybe they weren't masik for Tefillah, but everybody else who aren't like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his chevra, we have to stop. And the question is why? Why does one have to stop his learning? Why don't we apply the rule of ha'osek b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah, when it comes to Talmud Torah? Hare Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Talmud Torah, we know, has the most value of all the mitzvos. It has the most, packs the most schar to it. So it's not even a good investment of your time. Right? Imagine if you're told you're in business and you say, okay, take your money out of this investment, which is earning now 20% return, and put it into this money market account, which is getting 0.8%. 0.8%. Well, how would you want to do that? That's bad. That's bad. It's a bad choice. It's bad. So why would I leave Talmud Torah, which is Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam, which according to some Mefarshim means it's worth more than all the mitzvos. If you put all the mitzvos on one side of the scale and you put Talmud Torah on the other, Talmud Torah would weigh it down. So why should I stop my learning Torah and now to stop to do other mitzvos? As nice as those other mitzvahs are, they don't compare to Talmud Torah. So why do we have this concept? Or why don't we apply the concept of Osim Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah to specifically the Talmud Torah? And it's not only Kriyat Shema and Tefillah that we stop for. As you well know from many sources, particularly the Gemara Moed Katan, which the Gemara is talking about, that you're Mevatel any mitzvah. I'm sorry, you mevatel Talmud Torah for any mitzvah that can't be performed by other people, it falls upon you to do, so you have to stop your learning to do the mitzvah. And the question is why? Why don't we say Osik mitzvah patim ne mitzvah? So now we have a third question. Related question, this is a question here on the last Gemara, on Rashi in the last Gemara. Rashi in the Gemara in Sukkah, or the Mishnah in Sukkah, said, Shluchei mitzvah p'turim min ha-sukkah. If you are on the way to do a mitzvah, you're p'turim from the mitzvah of Sukkah. Why? Ha-osei mitzvah p'turim min ha-mitzvah. Says Rashi, what's an example of Shluchei mitzvah? Ho-chei b'derech mitzvah. They're walking to do a mitzvah. Kigon lilmod Torah u'lahakbil p'nei rabo v'lifto shvui. He's going to learn Torah, he's going to greet his Rebbe, or he's going to release captives, to free captives, to redeem captives. So one of the examples that Rashi gave is he's going to learn Torah. If he's going to learn Torah, he's on a path, he's traveling. Okay? All you guys came here and Kol HaKavod to you, you traveled here to learn Torah back in your old yeshiva. So, in your travels, on the way to get here, you were pater from other mitzvahs. Okay? Shluchei mitzvah, pater mitzvah, minasukah, holchei v'derech mitzvah. And you did more than that. You also went to Lulma Torah, you also lahakbil p'nei rabo. Okay, lifto shurim, I don't know, you can tell me if you were involved with that now as well. But at least two out of the three, you came here by coming here, this is what you were on the way to do. So you were pater from mitzvahs. The question is, why? Why should you be putter if you're going to learn Torah? You're putter from other mitzvahs. But if you're learning Torah, you're not putter from other mitzvahs. If you're learning Torah, you have to stop to stop what you're doing and go into a sukkah. Stop your Talmud Torah and go into a sukkah. Stop your Talmud Torah and shake a little Venesra. But according to this, according to Rashi, Rashi's understanding of the Mishnah, is that if you're traveling to do the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then you'd be potter from them. Does that make sense? Shouldn't it be just the opposite? Kal v'chomer? Right, you can ask the question one of two ways. Either, if you're traveling to do the mitzvah, you're potter from the mitzvah. How is the mitzvah potter from the mitzvah? Certainly when you're learning Torah, you should be potter from the mitzvah. You can look at it, ask the question that way. Or you can ask the question, why? If when you're learning Torah, we know you're not putter from another mitzvah, why is it when you're traveling to learn Torah, you are putter from the mitzvah? Okay, last question is that it seems like there's a stira in the Rambam. Okay, there's two sources here, two Rambams here. I think it's on the bottom of the page here. Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam says as follows, Ha'ish mitzuva peri v'rivya, a person is chayav in the mitzvah to procreate from the age of 17. V'lo nasa isha hareze over v'atel mitzvah saseh. So any of you guys here who are over 20, enough said. V'im haya osik v'torah, v'im haya osik v'torah, v'torah ba, v'haya misyari milisa isha, k'day lo shalo yitrach b'mezonos v'yivata min ha-torah, hareze mutar lis acher. However, if a person is over the age of 17, and he's getting close to 20, but he's osik b'torah, he's learning Torah, and he's very involved in it, and he's afraid that if he gets married now, he's going to have to be busy with trying to provide a livelihood. He has to pay rent, there's more food that he has to pay for, and he's going to be mevatel from Torah. So then it's mutter for him to push off this mitzvah, puruvu, mitzvah of getting married. Sha'osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, v'kol shekei b'talmud Torah. So the Rambam says that when it comes to Talmud Torah, there actually is a concept of ha'osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. And therefore, you can push off getting married because you're involved with Talmud Torah. And I want to learn now. If I'm going to get married, I have to go to work. I'm not going to be able to learn. At least not as much as I'd like to, or as I can now. So now it's mutter for you to push off this mitzvah, mevatel this mitzvah, asay apruvu. Because ha'osek mitzvah, patan mitzvah, and certainly we apply this concept of Talmud Torah. Where did the Rambam get this from? We don't find other Rishonim, other sources that express themselves this way, that ha'osek mitzvah, patan mitzvah, the kosher came with Talmud Torah. And second of all, it seems to be a steward to the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perakim, Alocha Dalet. Hayulafana Vasiyas mitzvah of Talmud Torah, im efshar le mitzvah they also say deacher, lo yafsi Talmudo. If you have you're learning and there's a mitzvah that cannot be done by somebody else, so Rambam says you go do the mitzvah and then you go back to your learning. That means you stop learning, you do the mitzvah, and then go back to your learning. So the Rambam just said earlier in the Hilchos Ishus, he said ha'osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah, certainly when it comes to Talmud Torah. So why do you stop your learning Torah and do the mitzvah? When it comes to any other mitzvah, we say, "Oh, mitzvah, patim mitzvah." I'm involved with the mitzvah. I shouldn't have to stop to do the mitzvah, to do a different mitzvah. Okay, so let's just chazer over here. We have a number of questions. First of all, we started with a question of the interchange between Yehoshua and the Malach. Why was Bnei Yisrael held accountable for not learning when they were in the middle of a war? Even yes, they were resting, but it was still in the middle of a war. They should be resting during that time. What was the interchange of the psukim? Why quote the pasuk of the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah when it was dealing with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Question number two, we asked about why don't we find, when it comes to Talmud Torah, that there's a concept of osek mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. When Talmud Torah is the best, is the most, it packs the most schar for a mitzvah. Question number three is, why did Rashi include that if you're going to do a mitzvah, you're pater from a mitzvah? If you're going to learn Torah, you're pater from a mitzvah. Why should that be? If I also have a mitzvah, when it comes to, if you're learning Torah, you have to stop doing a mitzvah. Why should, if you're going to learn Torah, you're traveling to learn Torah, why should it exempt you from other mitzvahs? And finally, how do we understand this Rambam? The Rambam who applies this concept of Osek Mitzvah, Patur Mitzvah, Patal Torah, and yet, at the same time, we see that you have to stop Talmud Torah in order to do other mitzvahs. Now, Rav Asher Weiss has a very beautiful sefer, it's actually called Hilchos Talmud Torah, and it's a number of shiurim that... number of shurim that he gave on this mitzvah Talmud Torah. Now he wanted to suggest a possible answer to try to I'm going to throw out a suggestion that he made. I want to hear what you guys have to say about it. He suggested as follows. He says that there's a very famous Vilna Gaon in the Shnos Eliyahu, which is a work that pretty sure the Vilna Gaon didn't write anything during his lifetime. It was all published after his lifetime. Shnos Eliyahu is his perish on many things, including the Mishnayos and Peah. And he says that the mitzvah, the Mishnah Peah, which says Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam, so the Vilna Gaon says, why is Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam? Because in every word of Torah that you learn, that you say, every word of Torah is another mitzvah. Every word of Torah is another mitzvah. So, in the same amount of time that you can do a mitzvah of any other mitzvah, let's say Netilas Lulav, okay, the time it takes you say the, obviously you're saying the Shem Yuchud Kudshav Richu Shkinte, and then you're saying the Bracha, and then you're twisting over the, finally shaking all the different Na'anunim according to all the different Shitos. By the time you finish, you could have had 500-600 mitzvos of Talmud Torah. Could have said, you could have learned a Daf of Gemara. You could have said, who knows how many Pesukim of Tehillim. Every word is another mitzvah. So you could have packed in 500 mitzvahs the time it would take you to do one Netilas Lulav. Okay, or the time to take you to visit a sick person in Shari Tzedek, till you walk there, till you get there, the person's sleeping, you wait till they wake up, and then or you wake them up. Whatever, however you do this mitzvah. In that same time, you could do hundreds, thousands of mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, because every word is another mitzvah. So he wanted to suggest that since every word is its own mitzvah, so when it comes to Talmud Torah, you can be mafsik, you can stop what you're doing and do the other mitzvah. Because yeah, it's true that you can get more mitzvos, but in the end of the day, you're not being mevatel a mitzvah of Talmud Torah by going to do another mitzvah. Because there's a hefsek. You said a word, whatever, you're in the middle, you stop, and if it was mid-word, you'd finish the word. You finish the word, you've completed a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, stop, do the other mitzvah, and come back to Talmud Torah, and then continue. But as opposed to other mitzvos, has a hemshechiyut. Every other mitzvah has a continuation. It's a continuum. Until you fulfill the mitzvah, you're involved in one mitzvah. So I'm involved in this one mitzvah until it completes. Then I can start and do another mitzvah. When it comes to Talmud Torah, any place I stop, and I can do another mitzvah. I'm not being mevatel a mitzvah because I just did a mitzvah, and now there's another mitzvah that hasn't started, and the next word hasn't started. So he wanted to suggest that is maybe why we don't apply the rule of ha'osek mitzvah patur mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah, because you're not really osek in a mitzvah. Every word is a separate mitzvah, as opposed to other mitzvahs that you're involved with the whole time. You're traveling to go visit the sick. You're in the middle of visiting this person. It's all one mitzvah. What do you say? Sounds good? Answers the questions? Yeah?
Not a batel mitzvah, because you can stop at the river, you're still not fulfilling vows and mitzvahs that you can fulfill in that time period.
Okay. Good? Yeah?
Can you say for a lot of mitzvahs, like let's say you're doing chesed, every second that you're doing it is another mitzvah also? So you could apply it to a lot of different mitzvahs.
So he doesn't. He said, I think the understanding is no, you're doing one mitzvah of chesed. It's not, you're not doing multiple mitzvahs. It's one act. Now, it could be in your traveling, you're doing several different activities. It could be that you're helping a few different people. You're going out to get stuck, or you give to this person. But so, in economy, according to that, if I'm going to give money to one person, and then it could be that at that point I would stop, according to this svar, I would stop, do what other mitzvah came my way, and then go back to do the next one. Well, yeah.
The Mishnah says Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam. I mean, it's like the same svar of all of them combined. But it sounds like the way he's explaining it, the nature of the mitzvah is different.
The way, who, the Vilna Gaon, or yeah. The way Rav Oshim writes?
Yeah.
I mean, the way Vilna Gaon is understood is that really Ein Hachinami Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam doesn't mean that it is in and of itself is greater than all the other mitzvahs. It's just it's greater because you can accomplish many more in the same time frame. That's the simple understanding of the Vilna Gaon.
Okay.
Does it make sense, or is it in fact true that there's not considered a hefsek? You're not being mevatel a mitzvah if I would stop in the middle of my learning and to go to do another mitzvah. It's not considered hefsek. Or let's say not to do another mitzvah. Let's say I'm in the middle of learning and some guy calls, come, let's go have a catch. So I stop there. I finish the word. I stop. So am I not being mevatel a mitzvah of Talmud Torah by not continuing to learn? Is that considered a hefsek? Yeah.
It shouldn't be, because if each one is considered its own separate mitzvah, you're not involved in a mitzvah at that time.
Okay. Right. So that's what the Gaon is saying. That's what Rav Weiss is explaining. So I'm saying, does that make sense, or do you have a source maybe to
if
say?
If the mitzvah is Vagizu Boyom Valayla, then that would be considered a hefsek.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Adam.
I don't know if it's like halacha, but like, I know like, I think you're supposed to be learning with someone else, like you're not supposed to, like you should try to be learning with someone else, so in most cases you would be preventing the other person from having this chavruta.
Okay, possibly, I mean, yeah.
I think the answer actually ties into the issues you raised with the Rambam and the previous source about when you're on your way for a mitzvah. I think that explains why the Rambam would say that in the case of marriage, if it's going to prevent further Talmud Torah, and in that sense, that's a quote-unquote hefsek. But he's saying if you're already within the midst of Torah, it's not a hefsek in itself as much, because you're not preventing future learning. You're okay. Only taking a break in the present learning you're doing.
And then, so then...
So therefore, it's not a hefsek.
Not a hefsek.
Because you know you're going back to it.
Because you're going back to it.
As opposed to the case of marriage and...
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's come to your point in a second. I just want to... There's a Mishnah in the third parak in Avos. It said, a person is mahalach v'derech. Okay? V'shone. He's studying. He's studying Torah. As he's traveling. I don't think did I bring on the sheets? And then he's masik bilimudo, and he says, Kama noa ilan zeh. Kama noa nir zeh. So, malav akosim kilu mischayi benafsho. If a person stops his learning, and to notice how beautiful this tree is, so the Mishnah says he's chayiv on his own life. Meaning, that's an incorrect thing to do. Be mafsik bilimudo. You're studying. So what's the hefsek? What's mafsik bilimudo according to Revice's suggestion of using the Vilna Gaon? Now, as we see that there is a concept of a continuum of learning. You can't just stop your learning. Stop. Now, we don't have time now, but it's a very nice explanation of that. Of that Mishnah, how to understand that Mishnah, where you can't appreciate beauty, where you can't be saying manoy lanze, not for now, but the point is that you see from that Mishnah that there is a concept of a continuum of learning, that there is a hefsek if I stop when I'm learning, even if I finish a word, yeah, maybe it's another mitzvah, but it's still an idea of a continuum, and like Jason said, there is a concept of v'gisav yom v'layla that I'm supposed to be always engaged in learning. So I want to. By the way, Rav Weiss in the Sefer also he suggested and says that can't be the pshat. So I want to suggest another approach based on Yerushalmi. That's what you should have here in front of you. Yerushalmi is from Mesechta Brachos. Yerushalmi says as follows. Again, it's talking about those people who would be putter from Talmud Torah, from Kriya Shema and Tefillah because they're learning. So Chananya ben Akavya Omer, Kishem Mafsikin the Kriya Shema, Kach Mafsikin the Tefillah v'Tefillin. V'Shar Kol Mitzvoseh Shel Torah. Just like you stop your learning for Kriya Shema, so too you stop. You're learning for davening, for tefillin, for all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. V'lo modi Reb Shimon Yochai, Shemafsikin lasos sukkah v'lasos lulav? Doesn't Rav Shimon Yochai, who wouldn't be mafsik for tefillah, wouldn't he agree that you're mafsik to make a sukkah, to make a lulav, to do the mitzvah of sukkah and lulav? V'leis later Rav Shimon Yochai halomid amanas lasos. Doesn't he have the concept of one who has to learn in order to do? V'lo halomid shalol lasos. Shalomid shalol lasos noach lo shalol nivra. Chazal say that if a person learns without the intention to fulfill what he learns, it'd be better if he wasn't created. V'amrav Yochanan, halomid shalol lasos noach lo ilu nevcha shal yaso apanav. Rav Yochanan says, if a person is learning not to fulfill what he's learning, it'd be better that his what's it called? The sac, with the fetus, the placenta would fall on his face and smother him and never come out into the world. So how can Rav Shimon Yochai rationalize this learning without stopping to do mitzvahs? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah, the Yerushalayim says, time of the Rabbi Shimon Yochai, zeu shinun v'zeu shinun, ve'im v'batel shinun v'bnei shinun. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai, ein achinamin, when it comes to mitzvos, ma'isa mitzvos, of course Rabbi Shimon Yochai would stop to do other mitzvos. But here we're dealing with different types of learnings. Kriyat Shema and Talmud Torah are really one and the same. Why should I stop Talmud Torah for Kriyat Shema, which is also Shinun, which is also learning? Zeh Shinun v'zeh Shinun. I'm learning and I'm learning. When I say Kriyat Shema, I'm learning. But Kriyat Shema is not a... I'm saying words. I'm learning the words of the Torah. So I'm learning other Torah, so I don't have to stop to do Kriyat Shema. But any mitzvah like sukkah, lulav, any other mitzvahs I say, where I have to go and do, visiting the sick, kibud av aim, any mitzvah I'd be active and I'm doing, of course, Rav Shimon Yochai would say you have to do it. That if not, you'd be lilmod shalom and aslasos. Better you were not created. So we see that there's a concept here of that the Torah, you have to learn in order to do. And if you're not going to do, so it's reflective that your learning was not enough in order to do. If you're going to just learn, and a mitzvah is going to come your way, you're not going to do it, so it's as if your learning is shalom and aslasos. Basically, what it seems to be saying, based on Yeshua Yerushalmi, is that if a person learns, and he doesn't get up to do mitzvahs, his learning is a chisaron in his cheftish learning. His learning is Talmud Torah, it's not Talmud Torah. It's noach lo shalol nivra. He's not learning the way Torah should be learned. It's not, perhaps not a kiyum even a Talmud Torah. The whole, the you have to learn, your learning is considered Talmud Torah as long as you're learning it in order that it should affect you. That I'm going to go and I'm going to do what the learning is about. If I'm going to learn Mesechah Sukkah, and then I'm so involved in learning that I'm not going to shake Lulav and Esra, so then I'm really not learning. It's just like, it's like studying any other type of subject. But Torah is Milashon Hora. Torah means it's coming to teach us something. Teach something means it's going to change me. It's going to affect who I am. So it means I have to, of course I have to do the mitzvah. We could take it perhaps one step further. And that is that perhaps the mitzvah itself, and this is the way Rav Aaron Lichtenstein explains, he has an article on this topic, trying to explain this Rambam, is that the mitzvah itself is an extension of the Talmud Torah. It really is Talmud Torah itself. There's Talmud Torah of limud, of theory, and then there's Talmud Torah in practice. And that's doing the mitzvah. I learn Mesechah Sukkah, and then I shake a little bit of Sukkah, I build a Sukkah, I sit in the Sukkah. That's part, an extension of Talmud Torah. I'm still being Osek in Talmud Torah when I'm being Osek in this mitzvah. Getting back to what Avi was saying earlier. Let's go back to that Rambam. Okay? The Rambam, there were two Rambams. The Rambam says that you can push off the mitzvah pruvu in order to learn Torah. Okay? Because the osik mitzvah potter mina mitzvah. But when it comes to, if you're sitting and learning and then a mitzvah comes your way, okay, your mitzvah tells you, okay, it's time to take out the garbage. You have to stop your learning and take out the garbage. Is taking out the garbage more important than your learning this Reb Chaim? No. No, it's not necessarily more important, but it's more pressing. This is what you have to do. So now, let's try to look at that Rambam. Are they talking about... So you want to say something?
Yeah. Based on Aaron Lichtenstein's point, though, if he's saying that doing is equivalent to Talmud Torah, then it's the same thing as Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, as creation was equivalent to Talmud Torah, so then you should never... So that answer doesn't really hold up for why.
Why?
Because it's equivalent.
Yeah.
Then why would you stop?
Why would you stop learning?
Right. If it's both Talmud Torah, doing is Talmud Torah, why would you stop Talmud Torah in the first place to do it?
What we're saying is you have to learn Amanas Lasos, right? You have to learn in order to do. If you don't do, there's something wrong with your learning. But by extension, also, when I'm doing something that I learned, so then it's Talmud Torah extended. It's also Talmud Torah. So when it's sort of like what Rav Shimon Yochai, when he says, this is Shinon, this is Shinon, So you're right. You're saying I don't have to stop my learning. This is also learning. Kriya Shema is also learning. But we're saying, but there's an added element. There's also this lasos part that you have to do. You have to do the action. Now, when the Rambam's talking about the mitzvah pruvu, okay. In Hilchos Ishus. What's different about that particular mitzvah to the case he's talking about Talmud Torah, that you have a mitzvah, let's say, again, the example that your mother says, okay, Michael, it's time to take out the garbage. Okay? Is there a difference between, the Rambam says for taking out the garbage, you must stop what you're doing, and you have to take out the garbage. When it comes to the mitzvah Puravu, he says, mutil is acher, you can push it off. Right, because the osek mitzvah patur min mitzvah. What's the difference in the nature of those situations?
Urgency.
Okay, urgency. Good. What else?
They're time sensitive.
When's more time sensitive?
Time sensitive.
Okay. For the. Let's look at the Rambam here says. Vim hay osik b'torah b'torah ba v'hay mesiara milisa isha k'day shalo yitzrach b'mitznos v'yivatal min ha-torah harei ze mutilis acher. Why wouldn't we say the same thing when it comes to the mitzvah of, you know, I'm worried I'm going to be mivatal from the Torah. My mother says take out the garbage, I'm worried I'm mivatal from the Torah. I don't want to be matriach myself with this thing. Why can't I say mutzal zacher? I'll say, okay, mom, I'll take it out. You know, I want it now. I'll take it out later. I'm worried I'm involved in the Torah. You see, there's a difference in this case? Two cases?
It's going to smell now.
It's going to smell now, yes. Yeah.
It takes much longer to find a shidduch than it does to take out the garbage. I mean, shidduch is a huge endeavor.
Correct.
Having kids is, you know, it'll take a long time, at least a year.
Right.
9 months.
Okay, therefore?
Therefore, it's you're not going to say, like, stop now for a whole long endeavor when taking out the garbage is 3 minutes.
Okay, good. So, excellent. Yosef is saying, we have a mitzvah here that I'm just going to stop now, and the Rambam says, v'imlav, if it's not can't be done by anyone else, imlav yase a mitzvah v'yachzor l'talmudo. Okay, I'll go take out the garbage and I'll come right back to learn. I'm not going to be mevatel from my lifestyle is not going to change. My whole person is not going to change by taking out the garbage. I'm just stopping my learning that right now, take out the garbage and come right back. Nothing's happened. I'm no worse off. by stopping to do that mitzvah. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of puravu, the mitzvah of getting married, and being matriach for your mezonos, that's basically, you're changing your lifestyle. It's a much bigger burden that you have to take care of. For that, the Rambam says, ha'osek mitzvah patur mitzvah, kol shekem Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is not only the learning itself, it's not only just the time spent involved with a Gemara open, but it means it's my whole way of life. In other words, Rambam is saying, if I feel that by stopping my learning now, I'm going to risk my whole person, my whole connection to Torah, my connection to God, if I now engage in this other mitzvah, it's going to now force me to become a different person than what I could become, so that I can push off. In other words, it's much looking at much more in the entire personality, not just a particular mitzvah per se. I can push it off. In other words, a person, when he engages in Talmud Torah, it has to be something that's going to affect his entire being. He's engaging Talmud Torah as a mitzvah per se, but it's also much more than that. It's also informing how I'm going to live my life. It's going to affect, my Talmud Torah is going to affect every part of me. Every part. It's going to affect the girl I'm going to marry. It's going to affect how I'm going to raise my kids. It's going to affect how I'm going to be in my workplace. That's the way Talmud Torah has to be viewed. And so for that, if it's going to affect your ability, your entire personality as someone connected to Torah, then you could push off that mitzvah. That's what Rambam is saying. But just to do a particular one mitzvah, and you're going to write about it, right after it's Yachzor l'limudo. Rambam adds that in. He didn't have to put that in. V'yachzor l'tamudo. That's like part of the tenai. Go do the mitzvah and come right back to learn. Then I'm not going to be affected. I'm not going to be negatively affected by engaging in that other mitzvah. So let's try to take this understanding, this concept, and try to see if we can answer the questions that we started with. First of all, the steer in the Rambam, we just answered. We're saying that when it comes to just a mitzvah that is urgent, that's not time consuming, it's just to do mitzvah that I can do just today, tomorrow, it's not a whole change of lifestyle. Of course, you have to stop to do the mitzvah, stop your learning to do the mitzvah. You have to be learning amanas lasos. The Torah was given in order to be mekayim the Torah. When it comes to, however, a mitzvah that's going to take me away from my entire experience of learning, that's going to change me, that can change me and affect how I'm going to live my life, then I can push that off. I'm in my formative years now. If I learn Torah now, it's going to change my entire being. If I don't learn Torah now, I'm going to be a different person. I'm not going to be the same person I can potentially be if I get married now. So I can push off the mitzvah of getting married in order to become a ben Torah. Meaning the Torah that Rambam is talking about in this mitzvah is much more than just actual learning. It's a whole being of connected to Torah. That can push off another mitzvah. We say ha'osek b'mitzvah pata min ha'mitzvah, except when it comes to Talmud Torah, because as we said, you have to be noach lo l'adam shlo nivra if he's going to be l'ma shlo minas lasos. You have to engage in Torah in order to fulfill the Torah. It's not just an esoteric It's not just, you're not just learning in an ivory tower. It's supposed to be lived. It's learning that's lived. It's real. We asked about the Rashi. This is the difficult part. Why then, if you're going to learn Torah, you're exempt. But if you are learning Torah, you're still chayiv in the other mitzvah. So I'm going to learn Torah. So first of all, the Or Sameach here he learns that actually when it says holche b'derech lumo Torah ulahakul pnei rabo, he says it's actually two mitzvahs. He bases on a rimi korvayel that he's going to learn and to be meshamish to chachamim. That's going to affect his entire person. It's not just the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and to see how a person lives Torah. Lahakul pnei rabo. And that's going to affect my entire person. That trumps any other mitzvah. It's like the Rambam's pushing off the mitzvah of Puravu in order to live a life of Torah. I want to just get this down and then I can get married. So I'm going to visit my Rebbe and to learn Torah. That's more significant. That would take precedent over doing the mitzvah of Sukkah or Lulav, whatever particular mitzvah that came my way. That's one mahalich of the Or Sameach. But even if without the Or Sameach, even if you're just learning it as holchim to study Torah, even that is enough to say osim mitzvah patman mitzvah. Because when I'm going to that mitzvah, going to learn Torah, it shouldn't be any worse than any other mitzvah. When I'm studying Torah and I ignore the pasuk of doing a mitzvah, so then it's megala, it reveals the fact that my learning is lo amanas lasos. My learning is not in order to do. But here I am engaged in going to do a mitzvah. I'm going to learn Torah. So it shouldn't be worse than going to do any other mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah. So I'm doing an action. I am holche derech mitzvah. Not just engaged in learning, sitting and learning. I'm going to, in action, do a mitzvah. If I'm going to do that mitzvah, I can be putter from a different mitzvah, another action of mitzvah. Finally, the first question that we started with was the question is, why was Bnei Yisrael, why were they held accountable for not learning when they were in the middle of a war? Shouldn't they have been putter from the mitzvah Talmud Torah in the middle of a war? And the answer is yes. They should have been putter from Talmud Torah. And when Yehoshua says, you're coming to me, the Tosva says, you're coming to me because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah from the Pasuk Torah Tzivulana Moshe? So the Mal says to him, no, I'm not coming to you because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I'm coming to you because of the mitzvah of Ve'ata Kisvu Lachem Es Hashirah Hazos. The Torah is not only a mitzvah of learning, but it's also a shira. It's also a song. And from the understanding of the Torah is also a song, that's why I'm coming to you, Yehoshua. You have no chiyuv to learn now. Als Talmud Torah. You're in the middle of a war. Of course you're putter. I'm coming to you now because Torah is not only an engagement of the intellect, and you need to concentrate, you need to the full faculties of your intellect in order to engage in Torah. I'm coming to you now because Torah is also a shira. Torah is called a shira. Ta kisu lachen es hashira zaz. And just like you never stop singing a song that you love, what are you doing when you're resting? What are you doing? You're going on a tomorrow's trip up the 2-hour bus ride up to the. What are you going to be doing during those 2-hour bus ride? You're going to stick your iPod into your ears and listen to your favorite music. I'm chilling out. I'm relaxing. It's a shira. It's also a shira. How can you abandon the Torah, the song, the most beautiful song? How can you abandon it? Not from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but just from the beauty of what it is, of what the Torah is as a song. It has to be constantly be ringing in your ears. You'd be humming the tune, not even realizing you're humming the tune of the Torah. You're always engaged in it because it's also a song. You just bring it, if you could try to bring it all together, is that Eina Chinami, the mitzvah Talmud Torah, we didn't get into the whole stira between and the Rashbi, we don't have time. On the one hand, in the Gemara Menachos, the Rashbi says, if you just say Kriyat Shema in the morning and night, you yotzei mitzvah Talmud Torah. And in the Gemara in Brachos, the famous machlokes between Rabbi Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel, whether one is supposed to engage in Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz or not. According to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, you're not supposed to engage in any Derech Eretz. Masafta Deganecha should be done by others. You shouldn't be engaged in earning a livelihood. V'torah Matayala, what's going to be with Torah? It's a famous theory between the Rashi and Yochai. Is it, can I just fulfill my mitzvah just by doing this? Or do I have to always be learning Torah, with the exception of, to the exception of anything, engaging anything else? We didn't get into that. But Lamaisa, the way I understand the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is that one is supposed to learn whenever one can, but it doesn't mean that I don't engage in any other mitzvah, whether it's mitzvah of earning a livelihood or doing things in order to earn a livelihood. Mitzvah of any other mitzvahs that come my way, I have to, of course, do those mitzvahs. I have to stop my learning to do those mitzvahs. They are more pressing, even though they may not be as valuable or as important. But that's what I have to do. Otherwise, my learning is lacking. There's a chisaron in my mitzvah Talmud Torah if I don't do what I learned. But what? We'll be done by 5. What time is it?
55.
But the Torah, when my learning has to inform everything else that I do. The Torah has to be the guiding light for everything that I do. There's a famous, I actually tried to photograph, but it just didn't appear on, it came out as nothing. But there's a very famous, beautiful, beautiful piece from Rav Soloveitchik when he made a siyum on Maseches Chulin. And you probably heard this when you're here in Torah Traga. If not, if you're in YU, you may have heard it. It's a very famous piece on Tosfos and Brachos on Daf Yud Aleph on Bed. Tosfos asks the question, why when it comes to Mitzvah Talmud Torah, you say one brach in the morning, and that's it. You don't have to make any other brachos, even though you're stopping to learn Torah, you're going to work, and then you're coming back to Beis Medrash later on. You make one bracha lasa b'Beis Torah in the morning, and you're done. When it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, every time you walk into the sukkah, you have to make a new bracha. You walk in, you walk out, you go get something, you have to make a new bracha each time. So why not have to make a new bracha every time you start learning? You have a seder during lunchtime, during college, just make a new bracha, right? No, we make one bracha in the morning, it's it. So the Tosa says, because when it comes to the bracha, when it comes to the Talmud Torah, you never may siach das from Torah. As opposed to the sukkah, you're may siach das. You don't have sukkah in mind when you're doing something else. You've left the sukkah, you're not thinking about sukkah. When it comes to Torah, Torah is always there. Rav Soloveitchik used the language of you have a latent awareness of Torah. There's an idea of an acute awareness, that's when I'm actually engaged in learning, and then there's a latent awareness. You never forget your engagement with Torah. You compare it to a mother and her child. Even when a mother goes to work, she leaves her child in the daycare, she never stops thinking about her child. It's not in front of her, necessarily she's involved in whatever she's doing, whatever work she's doing, but the child is always in the back of her mind. She never loses that contact with her child. So too, our connection to Torah is never disconnected. The Torah is supposed to permeate everything we do. Yes, I may only be learning text in a couple of hours or minutes a day, but I live Torah the rest of the day. I'm always engaged in Torah. So even like we said, even when I'm not learning, but I'm doing a mitzvah, or even I'm in school, I'm in college, or I'm working, Torah, I'm living Torah, I'm engaged in Torah. May not be Talmud Torah per se, the intellectual, but it's Torah as a song, Torah as something that's constantly buzzing in my head. And just to conclude, just a word about my father, Zichrono Livracha, who was, you know, he was involved in the professional world. He was a lawyer. Some of you know from last year I mentioned he went to secular colleges, he went to Cornell, and went to Harvard Law, and then he worked as a lawyer for the rest of his life. But, you know, he had his Seder of learning. Learning was very important to him. Whether it was on going to the Rabbi Shurim during the week, or he had his Chavrusa on Shabbos, had a whole Chabura, a whole group that would learn every Shabbos together in the neighborhood. But even when he wasn't learning, which was most of his life, he wasn't learning per se, but he was, the Torah was the guiding principle in whatever he did. He was constantly engaged in Torah, even when he was working in the firm that he worked for, in the company that he worked for in downtown Manhattan. So it wasn't like it was compartmentalized. Okay, now I'm learning, and now I'm a businessman, now I'm a lawyer, now I'm this. It constantly permeated his life. My brother shared thoughts for the yard side. He shared, you know, in light of the recent events of this murder of Menachem Stark. There's a whole big uproar about the New York Post and the article and whatever insensitivities the Post had about him. And really it's not for us to know what the true story is, but what was described in the Post and other, you don't have to read the Post to hear, you know, to read from other blogs and other things, that this man, again, doesn't deserve to be murdered, chas v'shalom, and it's a terrible, terrible tragedy for him and his family. But on the other hand, this man wasn't living Torah in all facets of his life. The way he engaged in business, the way it was described, if it's true or not, I don't know. But if it is true, that is not someone who's necessarily living Torah. His Torah that he learned was not almanas lasos. And we never can compartmentalize our lives in that way. That when we are engaged in business, when we're doing, when we're in school, in college, we have to constantly say, the Torah is my guiding light. Decisions about whether or not to join a particular group in college, a frat, whatever you want to call it, or what type of meal plan I take, what classes I take in college. Torah has to be my guiding light. It's not like, okay, now I'm outside of base manager, I can do that. That's the way he lived his life. That's the way he taught us, and the mitzvah Hashem, we should be zocha to follow in his footsteps, my family, my brothers and their families, and it should be a male tzioshe for us in Klal Yisrael. Thank you for listening.